K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. We are getting revved up for fall. Well, we already in. Started fall sports. Eddie Greer III, Pro Project Podcast. This is another Kansas State podcast covering all things K-State sports. What makes this unique from the pro pros of the other K-State podcasts out there? We try to cover all things K-State sports, like women's soccer. Another episode coming up here in just a second. Women's volleyball. Of course, we're going to cover football. Getting on the way in another week and a half. I'm recording this on Wednesday. Oh, I almost forgot to do that. Wednesday, the 21st of August, 2024. Of course, men's and women's basketball later on this fall. Cross country gearing up the same time frame as well. Volleyball going to get kick-started next week as well. And we're going to get right on into business here. And coming up here later on this week on the bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast will be another bonus edition of the podcast. It'll be part one. Me and Alex Aiden, co-host of the K-State postcast for football. We'll talk about going. Do our predictions of the schedule. It'll be part one. We'll take a look at the first half of that beginning tomorrow night. So I threw another change of plans on that side of the ball, but we'll get it rolling here as football is fast approaching with the 2024 regular season. K-State women's soccer looking to get revved up on the win column, but they got to travel out west for two more games starting this week. As I'm recording this on Wednesday, tomorrow. To get my laptop screen situated. Game two tomorrow night, Portland State. And then they got to take on Gonzaga in game three. That is going to come on Sunday. So you got K-State women's soccer. We talked about this a little bit, slightly on the week preview for K-State sports. This week, K-State women's soccer, what are you going to do? Look, coming off of a loss, which, look, Coach Mike DeBeanie, head coach of the women's soccer team, said that they were the better team. Well, again, they came on the short end of the stick. Again, the postcast is up, wherever you get your podcast, of the Nevada game, which they lost the opening game at home. Now you got two in a row, and Portland State, they have not won a game yet. Obviously, it's early in the 2024 season here, and this is going to be the first meeting between these two teams, Portland State, I'm talking about, and of course, Gonzaga, Gonzaga also does not have a win either, coming into this week either. So, does K-State have the ability, this women's soccer team, have the ability to step up to the plate, even though it's not baseball season? Well, it's baseball season in Major League Baseball season with the crunch time of the run of the playoffs continue there. Does this team have the ability to step up to the plate and to win these soccer games? Well, look, Portland State looks like in the head-to-head games, though, Portland State is 0-2, actually. So, combined, winless teams, not to try to bury this soccer team down already in the books. We're just one game. I said don't panic yet, but we've seen this team too many times when it comes to the women's soccer team since the duration of this Purple Project podcast, where this team just falls short. Alex touched on it over on Podbean app last week. We're talking about it, one score games. This has been a theme. Can you turn that over to your side? Can that roll the dice, no pun intended, flip over to your side? Well, it's got to start tomorrow afternoon somewhere. In there is motivation for this team, and you got a better raw. I mean, yes, there's been turnover here and there. We already covered that. Can you make the plays? Can you get off to a fast start? That's been, I think, kind of analyzing it from the pit box out here in KC, Missouri. Even when I was back in Manhattan, I mean, this team, they find ways to just lose heartbreaking games. Again, that's been the theme of his team. Can Coach DeBeanie get his team out of the box fast? That's been the main issue over the past, handful of years since the beginning of the starter team in Manhattan, Kansas. You just got to find plays. They're going to have to make plays. So, Mike DeBeanie, facing Portland State for the first time. And the last time I mentioned the record, K-State lost. So I'm trying not to jinx his team, but I'm just reading it from what I read when I saw the notes. K-State 1-1-1 against Big Sky Conference. And then last time I said something about the Mountain West, K-State came in the Nevada game undefeated against that conference. They lost. So, hey, you're K-State. These are some 2 big you're away from Boosters Family Park. You have got to get at least one of these games, if not two. I'm not gonna hold my breath. I'm not gonna hold my breath here. I'm gonna say, look, go out there, at least get one of these two games. It'll be sweet to see this team take both of these games. I mean, I don't know how Gonzaga is. I haven't seen Gonzaga. I'm just out here in KC Mo, minding my own business. I don't know how good Gonzaga is in Portland State. They remind me a little bit of, I believe, when we played them in the tournament in basketball, women's basketball, not too long ago. Now they're pretty good in basketball, women's basketball. We just played this team and we took care of business against them. NCAA tournament, women's NCAA tournament, a few months ago back in Bramlage. So hopefully the K-State Women's Soccer can do the same thing, go out there and get it done, right? So there's that as well. So this is going to be at 3 o'clock. This is going to take place at Hillsboro Stadium in Hillsboro, Oregon. 3 o'clock Central Time tomorrow afternoon. When this comes out, this will come out tomorrow. This will probably either come out pretty early. So, when y'all listen to this, it'll be game time, 3 o'clock, Central Time, Thursday. So, this will come out probably, this will come out tomorrow. Maybe the early portion of the day. Early portion of the day. So, we have a lot of content. Well, not a lot of content. We have some daily content already lined up. So, I'm going to have to move some stuff around that. So, make sure I have this posted first thing. But, yeah. So, 3 o'clock and then Gonzaga. We're just going to go ahead and knock it out right now because the fact that we're going to have a couple more episodes later on this weekend. We'll have postcasts of this, of both of these games. Again, postcasts of every game, including football, with Alex Aiden. And I'm having, again, just to remind people, I'm going to do my instant reaction, too, on this channel. So don't worry, you're going to get your EG3 reaction on this podcast. Pro Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer III, this K-State Podcast previewing, taking a look, K-State's road trip coming up. Critical road trip here as they try to get in the win column for the first time in 2024. Gonzaga, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock Central Time in Spokane, Washington. Can you get one of these games? That's going to be the key there. And of course, they got a goal there in the opener as well. So we'll see what happens there. As I'm trying to look for, yes, Jace Woodard got the first K-State goal of 2024 last week. Can you get more? Can you get more from your core players? Can you get more? Yeah, Jace Woodward, I believe, is new to the team. Portal-less, you have Jasmine Brown. I didn't hear a peep from her in this game. Can you get more of your best players, Josie's and all that? So Portal-less got the assist. Yeah, if I remember correctly on that. So yeah, so you're looking for more offense. Your defense is solid. I mean, it seems like a broken record, but again, your goalkeeper Murphy, she's solid, defense solid. You need offense to win games. That's what it comes down to. So we'll see what happens with these games, and we'll have postcasts of these games this week. K-State Women's Soccer going out west. I gotta say, this is way too early, but these are some big games for K-State Women's Soccer. If they're gonna get on track here and have a successful season, then again, at least I'm not gonna set the bar that high. But at least they got to get one of these two game matches, and it'll be sweet for them to come back to Manhattan. It'll be a bonus, really. The bonus is to sweep these games. But if not, at least take one. You cannot go out there and lose these games. Lose both of them. That just I don't know. Again, we mean out. If you have not listened to that episode, that bonus episode that I posted last week, go over there, check it out over on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. Download the Podbean app, type in the letter and name, Greer number 3, Eddie, apostrophe S podcast. You'll find out what we talked about over there. That seat might get super hot. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to say that a lot. We'll see what happens with this team. But West Coast swing this week for K-State Women's Soccer beginning. When y'all listen to this afternoon at 3 Central Time against Portland State, and then Sunday against Gonzaga. We hope to have the target to have both postcasts. So here on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, get it, wherever. Again, podcasts are found. The activity has started. Fall sports have officially begun in the Big Dog next week. Cannot believe this. Next week, next Saturday night, prime time, UT Martin for K-State football. Alex Staten out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.